That's JoJo Worthington. Her song, Heart, she's the Yuka Herp Derp girl, and she's on the line with us now from Ontario, Canada. JoJo, good morning to you. Welcome.
Hi.
Yeah, and David Allen Punt is here, too, in the newsroom. We're pretty excited. I understand you have a new album coming out. We want to learn all about that. But first, how did you come up with Yuka Herp Derp? That's just a cute slogan for you. That should be on everything you do. That should be like a positioning statement for you.
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, it is. It's cute, and it's kind of her byline. I don't know what you call that on the Skype page where we find JoJo Worthington. Where in Ontario are you?
I'm in Toronto right now.
Okay, alrighty. And yeah. And you say you've gotten away without all the rain that we've had down here in East Dakota.
Oh yeah, we got blue skies right now.
Do you have sunny? Well, of course you're actually technically I think you're farther south than we are. I think Toronto's a little farther south, David, than we are. It's right. I think so. I have this vision of everything in Canada being up over our heads, and that's just not the case here. Yeah. You know, a lot of artists in the past have done their whole careers kind of autobiographically, song after song after song is about their careers and what they're thinking and what they experienced on the road to success. I think of the Mamas and the Papas did that, and John Denver did that, and probably many others too. Is your new album, is any of your music autobiographical?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I like to write songs, like, for the audience. Like, I love trying to write songs that relate to people. But, obviously, you know, I relate to them, too, by writing them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the one that that we're going to hear, actually, from my new album is kind of about that, just about how, like...
I kind of wondered if you were the little minstrel in that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the album is called what?
Seven.
Seven, as in the number seven. What and of what significance is the number seven to you?
Okay, so seven is like the number of completion, and in the like biblically, it's well, some people say it's like God's number because it's like completion.
That's true.
And you see like the theme of the number seven and all throughout the Bible, and I just felt like. This past year, I've just kind of like learned and understand how to find like completion, and I don't know. I think like just like the last year, like I went to a Bible college and then I came back, and Bible college was kind of like a bubble, like just a bubble of like being in a Christian environment in the middle of nowhere. And then when I went home, it was, like, the complete opposite. And I really saw, like, just, like, looking around me, like, people, like, I don't know. I just see people, like, not doing, some people, like, just don't do anything with their lives. And, like, they find, like, no purpose. And, like, that's, you do have purpose. Like, you have a story. Like, and I feel like, I don't know, people are searching for that purpose everywhere, and I feel like it's a big problem, and it usually causes most of like world disasters that we have because it's such a big part of our lives to have purpose.
You know, David and I were just talking off the air earlier about the God-shaped hole again and how we all try to fill it with something.
Yeah.
And those of us who have come to be believers know what we can fill it with and find satisfaction and peace and joy. And the people that haven't found that yet are still searching to fill it with something, and they try all kinds of different things. Sometimes it's music, sometimes it's career, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's drugs, sometimes it's you know just aberrant behavior. They go off in all directions, but I guess the trick to living life successfully is being able to understand the one word and then cope world, that would be your Christian Bible school, but yeah, you've got to function well in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christian background really enables you to cope with everything you're going to meet in that other world. But it's a challenge. And at your age, well, I was pretty confused. And it, you know, took me a couple more decades to get my feet on the ground. So so you're contending with that. Is that reflected in your music, would you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this all the songs on the album are going to be like, kind of like make up the story on how that's found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that last word. How the what?
how like that story is like all the songs on the album are gonna like shape how that is found. The
And it reflects your thoughts and what's happening in your life.
How it can, okay, completion or the number seven, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like you're ready for a new chapter in life then, isn't it? Because eight is the number of new beginnings. Your next album's going to have to be eight, you know that.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Really? Is that right? Eight is a new beginning?
Yeah, that's kind of symbolizes new beginnings. Seven is a number of completion, and you can see that as perfection either way. And there are all kinds of numbers in the Bible that have significance, although you got to kind of separate. Some of this stuff is people's imagination, I think, because they really want that to mean something. They want to cling to that. Mm-hmm. But the number 12 is significant, 12 disciples, 12 tribes. The number 40 is significant, 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years. And they're repeated through the Bible, so you tend to feel they have significant import, extra meaning beyond just the count of the numbers. So, but then some of them were just idiomatic expressions, like 10,000 angels. Well, that was just a way of the Hebrews saying huge numbers.
Yeah. And
nobody really counted them.
So. Now, this is the year seven. Numerologists would, when numerologists take a year or look at a year, they add all the digits together. And so 2014, if you add those digits together, you come up with seven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
really?
And next year is eight.
That's awesome.
So I wonder what we can make of that.
Well,
let's think on that.
That's pretty sweet.
This is a culmination of all kinds of things that come together, and it becomes complete. And then in next year, we have new beginnings.
Well, I think it's valid. I kind of wonder about people who can presume to predict your life, to divine things for you based upon numbers. But I have no doubt that there are sequences and cycles and patterns in all of existence that God has designed that way. And when we can detect them, we learn from that. And we go, that's so beautiful, is the first thought that comes to mind. And JoJo, your music is beautiful in a very unique way.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I love the ukulele. And that's become kind of a trademark for you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because people expect that in your music. Are you going to give that up?
Never.
Okay. I wanted to hear that. I hope so. Yeah, it's a good fact. Let's listen right now. This is a cut from her new album, the album called Seven. This song is called Little Minstrel. song is Little Minstrel from JoJo Worthington's new album, Seven. And I just had to laugh because JoJo, you know, when we play a song, we send metadata up to the internet and it searches for an album cover.
Oh, really?
To and so, you know, if your album has been published and everything, it finds your album cover sometimes and puts that there. Sometimes it finds somebody else's. And I have to laugh really? Because every time we play a song of yours, we get an artist pictured there named Worthington, who looks like he's about 35 or 40. He's black, long hair. I can't tell whether he's maybe East Indian or just kind of a rugged-looking guy. And just,
that's awesome.
Just an interesting contrast with JoJo Worthington up there in Toronto.
Wow.
It just breaks me up every time. And I said, so people, if you're looking at your computers, that's not JoJo Worthington you're looking at. No, it's not. JoJo, the song was kind of plaintive. What were you feeling how long did it take to write that? I mean, did that reflect the mood of the moment, or is that something that you considered and pondered for a long time?
Honestly, I remember coming back from a show one night, and I don't know, I was just feeling like pretty tired, and it was just like a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just fooling around, and all of a sudden these words just started pouring out of my mouth, and I hadn't written a song in a long time, so like it was such a relief to write that song
and start the flow again.
It's kind of like a dedicated to like all songwriters and all mm-hmm. musicians that are unestablished, I guess, that are looking to you know, just get that break. You know, I am too, but I just wrote it kind of about that, because doing something you love is really difficult, you know, because you don't have success every day.
Well, that's true, and yeah. You kind of got to get used to that. But you are so talented, and I think you've got some very good people working with you too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Now,
yeah, it's really coming along. I'm really excited what's going to come of the new album.
And it's a challenge when you're an independent artist. You don't have a big record label contract, do you?
No.
No, and like so many these days, yeah. So that people need to find you. You have a nice website, and how do people get a hold of your music? Can they do it from your website?
Yeah, they can buy it right off the website. Mm-hmm. They could also buy it on iTunes.
Okay.
And HMV Canada.
Mm-hmm. Give us your website. What is the website?
Oh, www.jojoworthington.com.
Okay, that's Jojo, J-O-J-O, one word. JoJoWorthington.com. Did Little Minstrel inspire the rest of the album, or did some other song come first? This sounds like it was the beginning.
No, it's I don't know. That was actually the last song I wrote.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, yeah. So I think just like all of them together, not really one song is the focus. Just mm-hmm. all of them together, kind of. Makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe. No, I've never done an album. I'm not. People would. Well, they don't want me to sing. They ask me not to sing.
Oh no.
They even ask me to put my guitar down. But still, if you know, I have different kinds of inspiration. But it comes in bunches, in waves, and there are times in between that are valleys, and there's just nothing there. You know, mm-hmm. I think of it like writer's block. Well, I'm just not being productive. There's nothing. But still, there are obligations to turn things out. According to deadlines. Do you have a deadline in your head? Is it like every year you figure you got to do something new, or you just wait for the inspiration to come?
Like a new CD or something?
Yeah, a new project.
That's
a massive expenditure of energy and money to produce a CD. It takes studio time.
Oh, it does, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hope to at one point in my life get to that stage where I can produce something new every single year. Right now, I'm making like YouTube videos and covers every few weeks,
mm-hmm.
And releasing those. And then I'm trying to release, you know, singles here and there throughout the year. But I think, you know. as an artist, you have to release something new every single year or every few months, even just to, just to capture.
Part of it is promotion. I mean, otherwise, there's so many other artists that crowd you out. I mean,
yeah.
You've got to be there. You've got to be present in all that.
For sure.
Yeah. There's another album that we just, or another song that we just love here. Can you buy individual audio files on your website, or is it the full CD that you need to buy?
No, you can buy individual ones for
sure.
Okay,
that's because that's the trend, isn't it? I mean, there's hardly. I think we've just shattered CD sales in stores. You don't even see them displayed much anymore. I imagine there's still a few music stores and collectible stores where you can even find vinyl. But by and large, music is purchased on the internet now, file by file, song by song. And your production is so excellent. The quality is good. Just the technical quality is very good to your music. And we're just so pleased to have you as part of our library here.
Thank you.
It's been a delight to have you along on the air with us today, too. We're going to go out with another song. This is probably our favorite, although I have yet to. I'm looking forward to hearing the other songs on your new album, 7. And again, it's jojoworthington.com is the website, and we'll post that later on in our podcast. We'll have this conversation up there, and we'll include a link to JoJo's website as well. But this song is one that we enjoy a lot here. JoJo, I imagine you're tired of this one, too, aren't you?
No way.
Okay. This one's called Amadeus by JoJo Worthington. JoJo, be blessed. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Goodbye.
That's cute. That's Amadeus is the name of the song, JoJo Worthington. JoJo's back with us because she mentioned, as we were saying goodbye off the air, about this other project, this fundraising project that she's involved in. Tell us how that works, JoJo.
Yeah, so, well, like you said, Gym Studio, time costs a lot of money.
It does.
And so I have put together a fundraiser to raise funds for the album. And with a donation, there's different perks you can get, different things you can receive, like a t-shirt. If you donate $25, you can get a t-shirt. You can also, for $75, I'll make you like a secret song.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, there's lots of cool things on here.
You could do a Broken Road Radio theme song. I'm up for that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ukulele, yeah.
There's lots of cool things, and, you know, it's going to a really good cause, and it just helps get more Canadian content out there.
Yeah, it does, and the world is full of, we don't have enough Canadian singers. I'm glad you're adding to the mix here.
I'm just
thinking, there was Anne Murray.
Lauren Green.
Lauren Green, that's before JoJo's time, I'm sure. Who am I thinking of? It's not Kris Kristofferson. It's Gordon Lightfoot. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
So there are a lot of famous Canadians in music. And JoJo, you're going to be another one of them. So this is a fundraiser for your next album, or is it to get 7 finished?
For 7.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a fundraiser for the new album, 7. JoJo Worthington is the artist. And we'll have a link to that that fundraising website. And you called it was Indiegogo?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll include that in the podcast then a little bit later on. It'll be posted on Broken Road Radio here in, a couple hours or so. JoJo,
awesome.
Again, it's been a delight talking to you. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.